Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Levante joins me now, who is an awesome guy and just doing incredible stuff with the Lost Boys organization. First of all, Levante, would you make the tall club? Are you 6'2", my friend?
Oh, heck no, man. John, good evening. I was just sitting here pouting about it, dude. I'm 5'7", so I'm looking for the short guys club.
Well, you could start one. I mean, you're obviously good at organizing things, but we got about 5 minutes, so I don't want to waste more time about our heights, Levante. I got to talk about Lost Boys. I've been fascinated by what you've been doing ever since we kind of followed each other on Twitter, and, you know, we talked through the jam and stuff like that. For those that don't know, tell us about your organization.
Absolutely, John. So Lost Boys, Inc. is what you call a sports-based youth development organization, leveraging the power of organized baseball and fast-pitch softball on the south and west sides of Chicago. Now, basically what we do with SBYD programming is we pull all of the valuable tenets out of sport, specifically baseball and softball, and we build around those things. We look at areas of character development that are essential in most human beings' growth. So we started out serving just boys. Now, as mentioned with softball, we serve boys and girls. And we actually have been doing a lot of crossing over and having girls playing baseball thanks to Dr. Justine Siegel, who had this national movement for gender equality in baseball. So having girls, you know, be able to play baseball. So our programs, we kind of center in and focus on stuff like civic engagement, cultural awareness, social-emotional learning, service learning, community service. So all of these things kind of revolve back around something called the five C's of development, which eventually leads children to be contributors in, right, you know, in their social environment.
But by the way, you messaged me that you do have a toddler nearby. So if you do hear a little baby in the background, that's your toddler, right, Levante?
Yes, that's my son, Ken Carter, my boss. The boss baby.
So let's be frank about it, because I think that when you talk about youth in our city, we've got to find more ways to give kids something to do. I mean, team athletics is such an important part of kids' development, and you mentioned those life skills that you learn. But it's also about, like, let's give kids opportunities to do things other than the other opportunities, which are unfortunately way too easy for them to get involved in.
Right, and you're absolutely right, John. And it's just, at the core essential of it, right, it's just about what you just said. It's about kids being kids. And I love to tell people, in terms of sports, nothing is more American than baseball. You know, the Sandlot, man. I believe every generation from my generation back knows about the Sandlot. They know about strikeout baseball. And now, unfortunately, we're seeing that kind of, it's dissipating around the country, right? I go around Chicago, I don't even see strikeout boxes on the back of buildings anymore.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
And so it's just like trying to bring, you know, that energy back. And so there are so many amazing and awesome people involved in the baseball world, like, you know, local sports author Shakia Taylor. And, you know, and then there's just some exciting things finally happening in baseball, letting these players have their swag and bat flips and all of the things, moving away from the quote-unquote gentleman's game. Yeah. And so these are things that are going to re-energize the game and make it, I think, popular again.
I hope so. How many teams do you guys have?
So we've got about 11 teams right now across three communities. So our home community is South Shore. We're also in Kilbourne Park, where we have our Pirates teams. And then we just expanded to Altgill Gardens this year. So
awesome.
We put two teams out there that we're working hard to build up, one girls team, one boys team.
On your website, you say 88% of parents surveyed agreed that we help their child becoming a victim of youth violence. If there's no other reason to support your organization, that alone will help. You know, we don't have a ton of time, and we'll have to chat again, Levante, but you know, as much as you're willing to share, you know, you're such an accomplished guy now, but it wasn't always smooth travels for you. I think you're just like the model of someone who had some stuff early on in their life, and you completely turned it around, man.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that. And you're absolutely right. And when I had a lot of time to go deep into it, yes, I came from a two-parent upper middle class household, but the environment that I kind of grew up in, you know, it started changing. And so I kind of got sucked into some of the negative stuff. And so my life kind of took a dip downward and, you know, ended up in prison while I was in college and just getting home in my 20s and trying to figure out what I really wanted to do with myself and getting it together. And you know what? It is really, really challenging for people, especially African-American men, once they've been incarcerated. It's almost like a point of no return. You've mm-hmm. got to have such mental fortitude to work your way back. It's just difficult. So it's easy for others to look at it and say, well, these are just, you know, people like this are just weak. They just give up. They're, you know, criminality is in their blood, et cetera. It's hard unless you understand what that plight is like coming back from that stuff.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's basically you're being held to this for your entire life.
Right.
And so I'm really happy to start and to see some of the change that's happening in our legal system around this. So.
Yeah. You're right about that. And Levante, we'll have to dig deeper sometime. Lost Boys, Inc. You can go to lostboysinc.org to find out more and help them out. Levante, have a good one, my friend.
You too, John. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.